We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Small city, big personality, with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma. Lovelies, welcome to my weekly podcast. You're listening to Lady Miss Emma here on Small City Big Personality. Oh, it's good to be back. I've been off for a couple of weeks. I wasn't very well. I was overstressed, I think, and a little bit under the weather. So I had to go to bed. I had to go to bed for 3 days and lie there. I couldn't do nothing else. Poor me. But I recovered pretty quickly and I went off to New York for my birthday on the end of May there. Oh, what a place. New York. So, I've had an amazing experience. I just spent 4 days there, but 4 days in New York is something pretty special. I'll let you in on all about it as the show takes shape today. So, what have I got for today's show? Well, I've got New York shenanigans. That's New York shenanigans. That's right. Hey, what's on? You'll be able to see what's going on RT-wise around and about Perthshire coming up in the next few weeks. What else? We've got a caravan of love update. We have a theme. That's right. We have a theme for the show today. The theme is, of course, New York. You can't go to New York and then no come back and talk about New York. Can what I mean, sunshine? So, the only way to begin a New York themed show is with what song I ask you. Can you get it correct? Answers on a postcard, please, to Lady Miss Emma at beltertowers.com. Here we go. Mr. Frank Sinatra. This is New York, New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. Town blues are melting away. It's up to you, New York.
What a tune. Frank Sinatra there with New York, New York. Love a bit of Frank. All right, so we got to New York, my mum and I, for my birthday with a big 4-0. That's right, 40 years on this planet, Lady Miss Emma, looking fantastic. Thank you very much. So, first thing we did, what was that? No, didn't unpack the suitcases. Nah, you're in New York, mate. So we went to the nearest cocktail lounge, which was just next door to our hotel. Wonderful. Had a little cheeky birthday cocktail while the suitcases were still sitting unpacked by our sides. Alrighty. So, I thought I'd play this one because it reminds me of cocktails. I'd also like to dedicate this to Suzanne Dennis. You know why, my darling. This is the Pina Colada song. You're listening to Lady Miss Emma on Small City Big Personality.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada,
yeah.
Bombs there and the Pina Colada song. That's a wee tasty treat, is it? On a Tuesday. Well, it's Tuesday here. Shut it. So, well, I was in New York City. Went to see a Broadway show. Of course, we had to do that. We chose the beautiful The Carole King musical, and it was absolutely fantabulistic. The actors were amazing, the singing. The lassie who played Carole King was called Chelina Kennedy. That's her name. She plays piano just like Carole King did. And she's got that energy that you could expect Carole King to have. She was just fantastic. This was one of the highlights of the musical for me. She played this right at the end on the piano. Gorgeous. Carole King.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too
voice of Carole King there with It's Too Late from the album, of course, Tapestry. That one's from beautiful Carole King. And the lady that played her on Broadway was called Chelina Kennedy. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
solid.
Right on.
I shall tell you what's going on. Well, I'm absolutely bowled over here. Pitlochry Festival Theatre has reopened for another season, and I've been checking out the events calendar, and this is just for June. Some of the delicious delights are coming up to entertain you arty farty folks. Are such the like of, on the 27th of May until the 15th of October, that's the 27th of May till the 15th of October, Carousel. Then we've got the 2nd of June till the 13th of October, we've got Thark, we've got, what else is coming in? There's so many good things, you would not believe it. I'm just going to scroll down a little bit. Here we are now, the California Feet Warmers. I know, some name for a band, I don't know who they are, but I would definitely go to see them if they've got a name called the California Feet Warmers. I've always got cold feet, that's what you just need. On the 12th of June, we've got North Sea Gas coming in, we've got the Tummel and Tay Festival happening, there's theatre, there's jazz, there's workshops, there's history, so many things happening. And then the Tummel and Tay Food Fair. Fred McCauley, the comedian, he's here on the 26th of June at the Pitlochry Festival. Now, I urge you to pop over to the Small City, Big Personality, What's On section and have a little look for yourself, because I bet there is something for everybody at Pitlochry Festival Theatre. Anyway, what else have we got going on? Workshops. Oh, this one here looks good to me. Up at the Crannog Centre at Loch Tay there, Iron Age Hands-On Ancient Skills. So you get to use and learn some of the techniques and crafts from the Iron Age and go into a real-life Crannog. And it's right on the loch as well. Loch Tay is so beautiful. So beautiful. So lots of things happening, but I urge you to pop over to the smallcitybigpersonality.co.uk website, check out what's on, and get yourself involved in some local shenanigans. Keep arts alive. It's only you can do that. Continuing with our New York themed show, I'm going to play this one by Alicia Keys. Absolutely love her voice. Also love that she sang a song that was written by Prince as well. How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore was one of his songs. Of course you knew that, didn't you? Because you're all super clever out there. This one is Empire State of Mind. It's an absolute beaut of a song. Let's have it.
As a place of movie scenes, noise is always loud, there are sirens all around, and the streets are mean. If I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. Monkeys found down on Broadway. Even if it ain't all it seems, I got a pocket full of dreams, baby. By any means, I got a pocket full of dreams, baby. all that can compare. Put your lighters in the air, everybody say yeah.
Love Alicia Keys' voice. It's got that huskiness as well, but so much power to it. Go in your cell, lass. That was Empire State of Mind, of course, by Alicia Keys. Keep it in theme with our New York show today. Now, I went on one of those bus tours with my mama around New York. We went to lots of different places. And we went down to just before Central Park there, where the Dakota building is. Now, the Dakota, if you know, is where John Lennon lived when he lived in New York. And, of course, he was shot outside of the Dakota building. So we saw that. And then we took a horse-drawn carriage, amazing, through Central Park. Central Park is 2.5 miles long. It's not just a little park. It's huge. Absolutely huge. And we went to John Lennon's memorial, and you'll see the pictures up on the podcast page of me and myself at the Imagine Memorial. And there was a guy there busking away, singing Beatles songs and John Lennon songs. So we sat there in the sun and lay down under the trees and just listened, and it was lovely just sitting there in Grand Central Park. Amazing. So I'm going to play this one by John Lennon. This is one of my favourite John Lennon songs. This one is Instant Karma. Enjoy.
Instant karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What in the world are you thinking of? Laughing in the face of love. What on earth are you trying?
Hello there, my name is James Brown, and I got some funky business to tell you about. Well, I was in New York City, that's NYC to some of you who know that. And I tell you this, anything goes in New York City. Anything goes there. It's a funky city if ever I did see one. Well, I got down in Times Square and I got back up again. I went round and round and I had a funky good time. And I'm going to tell you about a song that I wrote when I was in New York City. That's right. New York City is oh so pretty. But also, you write songs when you're there because you feel inspired. So I wrote this one. This one is called Cold Sweat. I hope you like it. It's going to be funky right up in your business. I'll see you on the flip side.
One, two, three, ho! About your past, I just want help. I love to last. I don't care, darling, about your thoughts. I just want to satisfy your faults. Kiss me when you miss me. Hold my hand, make me understand. I wake up in a cold sweat. Do's and don'ts. I don't care about the way you treat me, darling. I just want to understand me, Holly. Oh, when you kiss me.
Some funky goodness, if ever I heard any. Written about New York City, that was Cold Sweat, part one, by Mr. James Brown himself. Alrighty, now it's time for this. Time for a little Caravan of Love update. Now, yes, I am still moving into the caravan. It is happening. After 4 or 5 days rest, my head feels very much in a better place. I'm much more relaxed about the whole thing. And it looks to be in about a week on Saturday, I'll be officially out of my flat and into the caravan. Still need to buy blinds for the front window and the back window. That's hopefully going to be happening ASAP. And the real thing that I want to do on this Caravan of Love today is not really tell you what's going on, because to be honest, nothing new has happened. I've been gradually putting things, bits and pieces into the caravan, but not having a blind on the front and the back window has been problematic, because I obviously can't put too many things in there, as you don't want anyone to see from the outside all your stuff inside your caravan. So I'm waiting. A lovely gentleman called Stephen McCrammon, thank you Steve, has bought me a battery and a blind, so I'm just waiting on them come in so that I can get them fixed up and then get get things moved in. So really, this Caravan of Love update is just a shout out for you, Steve, and to my friend Wilma Garvey Beads, who's been another lady who's been so generous and helpful over the caravan time. And not even just then, she comes to gigs with me and supports me. So I just want to say a shout out to you, my lovely, and say I do appreciate all that you do, and I hope that you know that. Okie dokie, that is the Caravan of Love update.
Stand up, I'm your brother.
So I wanted to tell you a little bit more about something that happened while I was in America. So we decided to go on this bus tour, as I told you earlier on. We went past John Lennon's house to the Dakota, and then we went up to Harlem. Now, I've always wanted to go to Harlem. Of course, the roots of music is there, and black culture, which I've always been curious about since I was very small. So it was fun. And the bus pulled up outside a fried fish place, like proper fried fish, lots of fresh fish everywhere. And This is what we got, my mother and I. Five scallops, three pieces of fish and chips and two drinks for $10. That's the crack. Walked around the corner, sat on a stoop in Harlem and ate our fried fish. Everybody was super friendly. Every single person that walked past us said hello. Black or white, it didn't matter. In fact, to be honest, the black people were friendlier than the white people. We sat on Malcolm X Avenue and ate our fried fish and chips. And then we took a walk down through Harlem to Central Park. Now, this song, I couldn't get this song out of my head the whole time I was in Harlem. I've heard it so many times. The U2 song, of course, Angel of Harlem. Now, that's not what I'm going to play for you, because this is what happened. When I was walking through Harlem, I heard this one by Shaggy, played by an extra super cool black gentleman sitting in a basketball court on one of those boom boxes that you carry on your shoulder. He was playing this version of Angel. So I'm going to play that for you right now. This is my Angel of Harlem. Peace.
Now this one dedicated to all of you, them who are going to offer some nice things to them girls. Trees are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicated to all the girls around the world. And this is Raven and Shaggy with a combination with Yamis. Flip this one for your musical disc.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Damn.
Looking back, shawty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady,
you're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Could have left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
Say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior,
well,
you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
Call up this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Mr. Shaggy Man with the angel there.
Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Yo, me reggae lovers, that was time for a reggae moment. Ja Rastafari. Alright, me good time reggae revelers. This is a brand new reggae track. New school reggae. Love and Life. This one was sent to me. This is what happens being a wee DJ and all, having all these contacts in the music industry. When new releases come out, I get them emailed and then I can play them for you and we can all be merry and bright listening to Reggae Man, Ja Rastafari.
Hey little darling, what you doing tonight? Won't you put on your shoes and I'll be waiting outside. We can go on downtown or take a walk around. There's some things I wanna show you now. See how we live and take a look around these streets. We can't go so far with this technology. But there's something missing in this society. Talk about the way that you react to what I show you now. Imagine if for only one night, if we could change it all for one night. Shine bright, wait to watch the sunrise. We could stay out all night. We could do this every week. Meet up on the same street and talk about life. See the stars shine bright, wait to watch the sunrise. We could stay out all night. We could be queen and king. We could switch off everything, if only in our minds. Yeah.
how many people would still talk? We could go and take everyone out their houses and sit underneath the stars.
There we are, it's pretty, right? That's Natty, and the song was called Street Lights. Hope you like it. Exclusive here for Small City, Big Personality. Alrighty, now it's time for this. Okay, time for School Bus Man's Ditty, and this one is about New York. It says, our Emma's just back from the States, where waistlines can expand at high rates. The Yanks love their food. You'll be forced to conclude they all need a lot bigger plates. I could never finish a meal over there. I'm not joking you. And I eat. I've got a good appetite, healthy appetite on me. Could not finish a plate. God love them. Alrighty, now I'm going to play this one because I played this one at the very, very start of the show. And it's such a cracker of a song that it kept going through my head while I was over there. So I think for sure we should have it now. This is Arthur's Theme by Christopher Cross. The chorus, when you get stuck between the moon and New York City. What a tune.
Once in your life, you find her, someone who turns your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though you left your way across town, wondering to yourself, hey, what have I found? Between the moon and New York City,
that you can do is fall in love. What a lovely, lovely tune. Arthur Seam there by Christopher Cross, keeping in with our theme of New York, New York. Right, well, I think and I hope that you've enjoyed the show today as much as I always do enjoy doing it. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back next week. Peace. Love ya.